Previously on Newsbreak, Lotus FM.
So the roadshows effectively are twofold. The first is to help the runners to prepare properly for Comrades and know what to do and when to do it. And the second purpose of the Comrades Roadshow is really just to connect in person with runner base, you know, our runners that come to Durban and participate every year.
Now, I am aware this roadshow would be taking place in the three major provinces. Can you tell me more about the dates?
We are kicking off on the 31st of January, and that will be in Randburg at Runzone Athletic Club. And then effectively every Tuesday or Wednesday for the next 4 weeks. So for the next month, we'll be doing the road shows, and in there we'll be explaining to runners how, what strength training to do, what training to do, how often to train, when you should be doing long runs, when you should be looking to qualify, giving information about the substitution process, do's and don'ts leading into Comrades Race Day.
Now, for those that cannot make the roadshow, how can they access this training? Is it made available for people to view online, perhaps?
Correct. So there are two options again. The first option is the actual training plan, which I would encourage everyone to go onto the Comrades website. And again, under race information, you can click on the training tab, and then you'll have a choice of whether you are training to finish, to run under 11 hours, 10 hours, 9 hours, or under 7.5 hours. So that's where the training information is. Starting next week as well, we will be hosting online webinars. Now, the webinars are slightly different to the road shows in that webinars focus very much on what you need doing right now as we approach the end of January and move into the end of February, and focus on what you need to be doing until we have the next webinar. So we'll have a webinar every month that'll focus on the training and really talk and walk the runners through the training process step by step.
For running enthusiasts who are participating, what would be some of the most common mistakes people make in their training in the build-up to race day?
I would rate the number one mistake is worrying about what other people are doing, particularly for novices. So you always need to train for where you are now to get to where you want to be. You don't train now for where you want to be. And so often people start way too quickly and they do way too much training early in the year, and they end up very fit in February, and when the race comes in June, they are sick or injured. So that would be, for me, the biggest thing. Really use the whole 5 and a bit months that you've got to train from January. So the second mistake people make is that when they do get injured, that they ignore it and they don't treat it and they try and train for it. And then instead of missing a couple of days of training, they end up having to miss weeks and sometimes months of training.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.